Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. TN Agents, How Commission Structures Work and Who Pays. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of a home sale price, what typical costs look like, and which party covers the fee. Understanding commission mechanics helps Tennessee agents clearly communicate their value to buyers and sellers during listing conversations and offer negotiations. Review the breakdown at bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commission/ to sharpen your commission conversations. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. TN commission rates and splits shift as NAR settlement reshapes pay structures. A new guide breaks down Tennessee's real estate commission landscape, covering average rates, commission splits, and how the NAR settlement is influencing how agents get paid. Tennessee agents need to understand evolving commission structures to stay competitive and compliant as industry norms shift post-settlement. Review the full breakdown of TN commission rates and NAR settlement impacts at the source link. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Nashville and Davidson County Property Assessor ensures fair, equitable appraisals. The property assessor of Nashville and Davidson County is responsible for accurately appraising property to achieve fairness and equity across the metro area. Accurate property assessments directly impact transaction pricing, tax liabilities, and client negotiations for real estate professionals working in Tennessee's most active urban market. Review current assessment practices and property data at ew.pactn.org/ to better advise clients on valuation expectations. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Nashville Property Assessor launches Real Property Search Tool for TN Market. The Nashville Property Assessor provides a real property search system to identify, list, appraise, and classify taxable properties for the annual assessment roll, while offering property owners education on the appraisal process, appeal options, and assistance programs. TN real estate professionals can leverage this tool to verify current property classifications, assess values, and guide clients through appeals or assistance programs in Nashville's active market. Bookmark the Nashville Property Assessor's Real Property Search to quickly pull assessment data during transactions. Htail it at ppactn.org/realpropertysearch. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?